I want to welcome everybody again to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers. I get to play host on this wonderful, wonderful occasion. It's Saturday morning, and when most Americans take this opportunity to sleep in, which I've never been able to figure out why you sleep in, it doesn't do the body any good, and the clinical researchers have proved that. But today with me, not sleeping in, it's in Virginia, and it's already 10 a.m. out there, is Charlie Franklin. Charlie and his wife Ellen have been longtime friends of Stacy and I, and just a pure delight to have Charlie back on the call with us. Many of you have heard Charlie before. He's an expert on the subject of water, and he has spent most of his adult life in the water industry, studying water, showing people how to get ample or tweak their water supply so they're actually drinking pure water, clean water. And, of course, Neakin's been the biggest help for that with our PIMAG water system. And then also with the University of Virginia, correct? Or is it?
University of Virginia is right here in our backyard, pretty close, yes.
Right, but you've done a lot of consulting and work for them. Is that because I was going to say it's either University of Virginia or Virginia State University, because we have that same thing going on in Oregon.
Well,
and
Virginia Tech. I have done some work down at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. Okay, there we go. I knew it was...
Now, if you were in Virginia, you would upset a lot of people by confusing the two, but...
well, I upset a lot of people in Oregon by confusing the two,
yes,
whether it's the
duck, sure.
The beavers, and... So Charlie, let's give a little bit more about your background. Now, you and Ellen have been in Neakin now for, goodness, 15, 16 years or so?
No, probably 11, 12 years, maybe, somewhere in that ballpark. We actually joined Dave Stahlstrass's group on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
It's always been kind of a joke because we're not superstitious at all. And, just kind of went from there. We are platinums. We have not gotten past that point, but we've enjoyed it. We've done a lot of things. It's opened a lot of doors for us. It has definitely taught us much about health. At one point, and I bring this up a lot to people, we were involved at work in a cafeteria plan where you put money aside anticipating that during the year you would use it for medical expenses, pre-tax money, and eventually we got out of that because our health has been so good that we just don't have to do that. We have stayed healthy. We've been out of hospitals. We're not in the doctors much, although you'll notice today I've got a little bit of a cold, but other than the minor things like that, we have learned by listening to others so much about wellness that we've been able to pass on. So it's been a good run for that. My background is in water. I've owned water treatment businesses. I don't care what I do. I tend to get drawn back in that type of business. And so I'm not a scientist nor a doctor. I have what I know about water has been more from the practical, put this on, it takes care of this. Put this on, it takes care of this. If you do this and this, it solves this problem. So it's been more from that aspect that I bring whatever knowledge I've got to people from NECAN, and I do a lot of three-ways and answer a lot of telephone calls. Will we take care of this? Will this help for this? And which I enjoy doing. I think everybody needs to have good water, and so that's what has been the primary focus once we came out with the water treatment equipment for me to be able to just answer questions has been one thing I've been doing.
Right. And you're, being that you said, you always seem to get drawn back into that, I think you're being honest enough to recognize that when you're really good at something and you're really passionate about it, there's nothing wrong with that. I guess it should say that in Oregon, we are one of those weird states that we have to, when we pull into a gas station, we don't get out and pump it ourselves. People do that for us. It's just a state law, and I don't know why it's always been that way, but if somebody was really passionate about pumping gas, that may be a kind of a warped sense of a passion to do for a lifelong career, that maybe you should get out of that. But what you've done with the whole water industry, and I know you've been a huge, huge asset for Stacy and I and our growth, because we have taken what you've taught and in turn taught that to other people. And so... And again, we go back a long ways. We've been on numerous cruises together and I've enjoyed, watching you get a little more red than you normally would be because of your lack of attention to sun, use of sunblock and that kind of thing. More, I guess more so Steve Basil, your counterpart.
Amen, yes.
You guys always seem to do that. But getting back on track, one of the things that I've always been amazed every time I'm out in Virginia and spent time and stayed with you all in your home is both you and Ellen, your expertise on being able to take somebody and introducing them to NECHEM and simply saying, well, this is what we'd recommend, and you guys are huge advocates of Ted Aloisio and his book, and if anybody listening has not picked up his book and read it, that is like a, if you want to understand how your body works and what your blood works, Ted's book, Blood Never Lies, and then later came out with Blood Never Lies 2, but just simply the understanding of what nutrients will do in the body and how to show someone simply, hey, if you get on auto ship, you're going to see a change. And I think I'm watching the trends now in NECHEM today, you know, 2009, circa 2009, something that I always taught for the last 16 years with my parents, what was modeled before them with Dennis and Ruth Williams, is that auto ship is not an option. That when someone signs up the application, you put them in auto ship. And you guys have always done that, thus you have a good solid residual volume, and thus, you know, your income from NECHEM is based on autoship, has always been very consistent because you educate people on it. So that all being said, and people are saying to me right now under their breath, and stop talking, let your guest talk, and that's what I'm going to do. Charlie, that's been a forte of your, why? Why have you and Ellen always put autoship on the forefront?
Well, we knew, you know, going in, again, from Dave Stalsis and people like yourself, that we have to have the $100 a month. So you need that. And so we, as we read about nutritionals, we knew we needed to be on them. So it was the basics of our business. But in saying that, when one day Ellen somehow managed to get one of Ted's books, and I like to read. I took the book and was just kind of thumbing through it and got started in it. And in his book, his first book, it doesn't take a long time to read it. Nor do you need to be a rocket scientist to understand it. That's one thing that Ted is very good at, is making it simple and very clear. So I read it, and he had his telephone number. So Ellen, you know, we were like, man, this guy has a lot of good information. We gave him a call. He said he doesn't fly, but he would drive down to our area. We learned about his blood testing, and we lined up. I think the first time he was here, he did 100 bloods.
Now explain to people who have no idea what you're talking about. And I don't want to get sidetracked because I want this focused. But I
well,
think
this all leads into everything that we're doing.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what does that mean? Doing 100, at least 100 bloods.
Well, what we did, we lined up appointments, and Ellen did most of this about every 20 minutes. And what Ted does is takes and pricks a finger, puts the blood on a slide, puts the slide under a microscope, takes the microscope, and has his microscope hooked up to a TV set. So whoever is having their blood test can sit right there, watch the analysis. He watch what Ted is seeing on the TV screen. He's looking down through the microscope, taking a look, and then it comes up on the TV screen. So you can see your blood is still live at that point. It's moving. You can see your white cells, your red cells. You can see acid. You can see whether you're hydrated. There's so many different things that he can see off of this. Now, he is not a doctor. We want to state that. So you have to watch what he does. But he does blood analysis. And, you know, he can tell you things like you're dehydrated, which most people are. You have a lot of acid, things of this nature. And after he goes by 29, 30, 40, different things that he can evaluate off your blood, you know, these people are usually ready to say, well, what do I need to do? And that's where Ellen has been great at picking up from what Ted does, because Ted really doesn't want to get, Ted has to watch what he does legally. So Ellen sits down and says, well, here's some things we feel like might help. Now, these aren't cures, but they may help you, and she gets them started on a nutritional program. And, you know, we qualify every month just off of nutritionals. Plus, like you said, we have a great residual. So our income off of autoship has been tremendous. And every time he comes in, when the next time he comes in, these same people, if they'd like to, Ted will I think it's a dollar. He gives them a video of their blood. They can come back in 3 to 6 months, whatever time he happens to come back by, and usually it's about 3 months now we have him back in the area, and they can look at their progress from one video to the next. And it's always astounding. People are amazed, and the average person, when they go in, when they start seeing some of these different things about their blood, it really drives home that you can't go by the foods that we're eating now. We have to do something to supplement what we're getting. So it makes it very easy to talk to them about nutritionals.
Well, and I know when I first had my blood work done, this was years ago, I was talking with Ted, and you're right. He has to be very careful when he analyzes because he's not a doctor and he can't make any medical claims. And just how we are the same bone as wellness consultants, we can only suggest, like what you said, Alan does, that, hey, this is, you know, based on what you saw in your blood, because, again, going back to the book, your blood never lies. That, you know, Ted's not saying, okay, well, this is what I feel. No, no, no. He's just telling you what's in the blood. Therefore, from a nutritional concept, that if we change the nutrients that we're putting into our body, therefore, it's going to change our blood work. And exactly what you're talking about, that people going back. Now, aside from that, because not all of us, you mentioned that Ted doesn't like to fly. Matter of fact, he does not fly. So those of us who are in Southern California, we're probably not going to see Ted anytime soon coming all the way from Canada, especially Eastern Canada. So is there a way to educate people on the need for autoship as far as supplementing, because we're not getting it in our food supply? That's a given. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out because of the way our agricultural industry is running. How does one take and educate somebody on the need for autoship, the need for Neekins Nutritionals, without someone like Ted Aloisio?
Well, Ted has, you know, through Growing in Wellness, he has made some DVDs and some CDs, and he has his book. So it's pretty easy to do it with a CD, with a book or something of that nature. But also, you've got to realize that we're getting tons of help. Fox News this morning was talking about fish oil. There's so much stuff that's being preached out there about nutritionals and the need for this, that, and the other, that to me it seems like, you know, you can talk to somebody about water pretty easily also, because they're looking at bottled water and things of this nature. It's been in the newspaper so much. But nutritionals, by far, of everything that Neekin has, is probably the easiest thing to create a conversation with somebody about. And most people realize that they need to be doing more for their health, and especially in the supplementation. And if they have kids, a lot of them are starting to realize, hey, I need to do something for my kids, and there's a good door in also. So, you know, I guess it's like anything else. It all goes back to your how do you prospect, and prospecting is. Begins with a conversation, and a conversation can be about anything, but, it's not like talking to somebody about, hey, have you ever used a magnet? That's a little bit different than, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, I mean, a magnet tends to, I don't know where this guy's going with it, versus nutritionals, because everybody knows the words nutritionals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a much easier conversation to get into with somebody that you don't have a real good relationship with yet.
Right. Well, I know I tried this just the other day, two nights ago, with a good friend, a childhood friend of my wife's. And since we'd last seen each other, he's, how do I say this and be politically correct? Well, I'm not very good at that. But, well, let's just say I'll pull a line from Stephen D. Stevens. There's more of him to love today than when I last saw him. There. How's that?
That's cool.
And I said to him, you know, if you're open, I'm not an expert in this area. However, I've learned a few things, and I mentioned my sources. My mom is my biggest one. And I said, and if you're open, I'd love to share with you some tips, because you had mentioned that you're not, you know, the same size you were, and looking through these old photos from a few years ago. And if you would like, I'd be happy to. And he said, the look on his face was, yes, mm-hmm. I want to talk about it. And it was really, I don't know what it is about our culture today that we can talk about a lot of different things. I mean, if we see somebody who's got a dent in their car, we're quick to say, you know, I know a good repairman if you're looking to get that fixed. But if we walk up to somebody and we can see that they're not the size they should be, or they're much bigger, then we're always afraid to even approach that. So there's, you know, kind of we have to approach it softly. But everybody's interested in, if they're honest with themselves.
Yeah, and we're starting to hear the word obesity a lot in the news. You know, they don't want to be, they don't want to use the word fat, obviously, but obesity and childhood obesity and then what it leads to. And again, this leads right into conversations. We've had so many conversations just about artificial sweeteners because somebody's sitting there drinking a diet drink. You know what's in that? No, because most people don't. But it's easy to it's something easy to talk about. And your foods, because they're processed. I mean, Ted, one of the greatest slides that I think Ted has on his PowerPoint. That is the one where he starts naming, he says, name this food, and he starts flipping through all these different ingredients, most of which are chemicals. And when you get to the end, nobody can ever name it. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you what it is because it's on his PowerPoint. But it's just that people look at it and they're like, it's mainly chemicals, and that's right, but this is one of your processed foods that a lot of people eat. And so... It's a process of education, but we're being helped by a lot of the media sources on nutrition.
Okay. So, Charlie, let's take the time that we have remaining and focus in on something that you and I and your wife, Ellen, I think all three of us were on the phone at the same time, or you and I may have been talking, but she was talking in the background to you, so it was kind of like we were having a three-way conversation, and you're probably the only one that has to ever, no, probably you and I are the only ones that ever have to deal with that being married. And that our spouses are talking into one ear, and then we're trying to carry on a phone conversation.
Amen.
Yeah, you know.
Amen.
Tell him this, and you're like, okay, I can't listen to you and talk on the phone at the same time. At first, I always thought it was with kids, but now I'm discovering it's not just with kids anymore. But the 1x12 presentation, and you might have a different name for it, but that's the way it was originally presented to me, and it's hot off the presses. And I talked to somebody the other day who had just received theirs, and they were literally ecstatic because, again, it's not that we're shifting. However, our culture today, you know, as you said, walking up to somebody and saying, hey, have you thought about using a magnet? They kind of have that look like, what? You know, you got snake oil coming next to you, and that we've always dealt with that. I mean, I've been dealing with this for 16-plus years now, and however, when you sit down with somebody and show them the simplicity of, well, here's where we're at. And so explain to me, again, and I know the answer to this, but I think people need to understand because I've shared these numbers with people, and they kind of like, well, wait a second. You what? That sounds too simple, too good to be true.
Well, let me do a couple disclaimers first because...
Go ahead.
I want everybody to know that, you know, this is a flip chart, but it's not a flip chart that I designed to make money off of. I don't. You know how some network marketing companies, you get paid for CDs and, you know, some of the other things that you create, and that was not the purpose of this at all and isn't. Plus, it was originally made because of what I wanted to do with our group. So it wasn't really made to go out to everybody else. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but in saying that, what I don't want to do is cause somebody to go on a rabbit trail if they're already working a program and it's working great for them, or they're working with an upline that has developed a program that's working great, things of that nature. So it's I'm not out trying to sell the program as such. It is a tool, if you understand what I'm saying. My heart is that it's a tool for somebody else to use, and it's a blessing to them. That is wonderful, and that's the way I want to share it.
Well, and you're not trying to propagate Charlie Franklin or Brad Huddle.
Absolutely.
Or going
not. This is something that I've felt for a long time I needed to do because of questions and requests and some of the things that we've done, and so I did it, and it's kind of gone outside of our boundaries here, which is great. I think that's wonderful, and we are hearing that people are using it and are getting results off of it, and that's wonderful, but I want to put those disclaimers in so people don't think I'm here to sell a flip chart, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I hear you loud and clear, and I think our listeners are hearing you loud and clear.
Great.
So Right. As far as the, and it's hard to condense a whole presentation that you would sit down with somebody over 20 or 45 minutes or in front of a group of people, you know, 5 to 10, and flip through it. But the simplicity of it, as far as the numbers, if we just ran the numbers, explain that to us.
Yeah, what I tried to do is the flip chart, for those that haven't seen anything of it, it is, it was done in color. It is very, very good quality, and the reason is we felt like this would be used in, I mean, we're talking about a business with the potential to make thousands of dollars a month, so you don't want it to look winky-dink or Tinker Toy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted the quality to be there, and the quality is there. In fact, it took a little longer to get it out because we had a couple snafus in the pan, as you know. But once that was taken care of, we're just starting to get up and running with it. And, you know, the flip chart is basically, it's not the first thing, it's not the first contact with somebody. This is made for, it's more of a business presentation. It's made for when you have already talked to somebody initially, and then you want to follow up and sit down with a discussion. And so it gives you, something about the company. It gives you a few pages about the industry, and it gives you a few more pages. We chose to show some things about wellness and some of the things that Nikan does, but we didn't elaborate on them. You know, when you're sitting there talking to somebody, you can elaborate on these all you want. But, and then we talked about a few of the products, and we took some of the basic supplements, which were the Jade Greenzymes, the Mega Daily 4, and the Omega Green Plus DHA, which we felt like was a good basis for a nutritional program, because anybody and everybody probably should be taking these, and it's easily duplicated. In other words, you can start with these and say, okay, here's what you start with. You don't have to know a whole lot about nutrition. If people have certain challenges, then obviously they're going to be doing something different, but you can take these. You can take any of the products. But these work out to a little over $100 a month after your AutoShip discount. So we kind of did it that way I was trying to make something that, and this is based on discussions within our group and our leadership over the years, that is easily duplicatable. People don't sit back and say, well, gosh, I need to know more information about how does this work, what happens with this, and, you know, all the stuff that when we start talking too much about product information. Say, for instance, water. I can tell you a lot about a water treatment, our systems. But that's very hard for somebody to duplicate, to build a network marketing business with, or to duplicate a second level or a third level or on down, where nutritionals are pretty easy if you give them a track to run with and say, okay, take these basic ones and let's duplicate this when you talk to somebody. And then from there, as they learn about nutrition, they can go wherever they want to. But so in doing that, we took the $100 a month, and our charts are such that we try to make it very simple. The 1x12 was set up so that somebody could see over 12 months if they were to sponsor one person a month and the person they sponsored was to do the same, what would happen. Now, obviously, and I tell this, I've done a couple of group meetings, and the group meetings have gone over much better than I expected. I mean, I expected people would be interested, but I can watch as I talk, and you kind of go through the front chart of the front part of the charts, explaining the company, the industry, wellness, and then you get into supplementation and the need for it a little bit. And I have pulled a couple things with Ted's permission from his PowerPoint. And when we get to the dollars, obviously, 1x12 program, if you sponsor somebody the first month, what are you going to be doing? Well, you're going to pay your $75 to become a wholesale buyer, and you're going to get on a nutritional program of $100 roughly a month. And then you tell them, say, what are you going to do the second month? Well, the second month you're in business, you're just going to duplicate what you did the first month. What we want you to do is about $100 worth of consumables. Of course, the first month we explain the $75 and what that's for and how it's kind of like joining Price Club or Sam's Club or something of that nature. It makes you a wholesale buyer, so you're not buying retail. And we go through all that type of information. But second month buy $100 worth of consumables and find one person to duplicate what you're doing. Now, this is easily said, but the unique thing about it is we probably spent Brad Huddleston over 100 hours putting together this chart because it's laid over top of a clock. And me not being the computer nerd that Brad is, I wouldn't know how to do, you know, I could learn how to do a simple PowerPoint, but to do something more professional, to lay it out and then to do it where a printer can take it and print it so that it looks professional and nice, I can't do. So there's many hours in this, but it is laid out so that each month you can see your progression and from a dollar standpoint. So, again, standing up in front of a group of people and standing there talking about what we're doing and say, okay, the second month, here's what you do. And, you know, do you think you can do that? Find one person in a month. And most people are nodding their head, yeah. And it's not really exciting at that point, but most people agree that, yeah, they can probably find a person that needs nutritionals because nutritionals is pretty basic. So the third month, what do? Now, in the third month, you do the exact same thing. You find you do your $100 worth of consumables, and you find one person who do the same thing. And hopefully, the people who you are sponsoring are doing the same. Now, this, you know, some people may want to do a meeting a month to expand on this. Some people may not. I like the chart idea because we did have some people who got their charts and immediately went out and sat down with somebody that they had been talking to and signed them up. And so you want it duplicatable. And, you know, I've always learned that network marketing needs to be duplicatable to the masses, not just to somebody who has a health challenge, because health challenges are great when you can take and put a product on a person and they get a result, then you've got an ignorance on fire person and they're out telling everybody, but this kind of gives them also a track to run on. Remember the auto ship.
And Charlie, what my mind is already jumping ahead, and some people are already probably thinking this, and I know you've already thought this way, is that the $100 investment on your products is something that you're actually consuming, and I don't know because I haven't seen mine. I'm waiting for mine to come in the mail, and it's probably already there, and I just haven't went up and got the mail today. But the basics of if people can remember that because we're signing up to be not only a member, but because we're signing up to be a wellness consultant, that is, from that point forward, everything that we're spending on AutoShip is now a tax deduction because this is a business, therefore it's a business investment. And people, we fail to see that, and plus, you know, then our grocery bills are going to go down because our bodies are getting the right amount of nutrients, or not necessarily the right amount, but our body is getting the quality versus the quantity. And that's been a huge thing, and that's what I was sharing with this friend the other day, that, you know, we just discovered that we're spending a whole lot less on groceries because we fine-tune and tweaked our AutoShip to make sure we're getting the nutrients first. But I guess what my mind is jumping ahead to is that you got your $100 investment per month. You've got your membership fee for Nikan for $75 to join as a wellness consultant, and then whatever the cost of the flip chart is. So you're talking maybe $110 investment, literally, to launch somebody and get them up and running in business. And they still haven't purchased any of the Nikan packs.
Exactly.
Which I know from speaking with your sponsor, Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, their mindset has always been, hey, let Nikan buy your wellness home. Let's go ahead and take those checks when you start earning them because they're not really a cost to you anything other than your $100 investment per month on your nutritionals, which you were going to spend way more than that at the grocery store anyways. Let's go ahead and invest that back into your business. So I stopped you at the second month part. So obviously,
well, the months progress, and what I did is in the fifth month, I put in the $500, the one-time purchase that you have to make, and so you could explain that. Now, this can be done at any time, but the reason I put it in the fifth month, you know, some people obviously will buy products the first month, the second month, wherever, it doesn't make any difference. This is being shown to them up front, so it's not all of a sudden something that's going to hit them later on. But on month five, only because you already have an organization that you're building at that point. And so you're seeing some results. It may not be monetary, but you're seeing results because you have an organization. You are in a leadership role because you're sponsoring people. At that point, you do what you need to do as far as the $500, and we talk a little bit about that. And then the reasons, and in the fifth month, I start putting some figures at the bottom. Now, again, fifth month, you have a volume of about $2,000. Of course, your rank is senior, and your income is approximately $25.
Okay, not something to shout from the roofs to the hilltops about, $25 income, not a big deal.
Not a big deal, but again, we're talking about supplemental income, and we're talking about building a business, and so these are things that as you're talking, of course, you're going to be bringing in how long does it take. You know, when Ellen and I bought our first stores, we had to hock everything we had, our house and all kind of things, to have the money to get started. And on this, we're looking at $100 a month plus the $75, so it's not a big investment. Then you get to the $500, you explain that. Month six, and I'm not going to do each one of these, but let's go down a little bit because you were talking about the dollars. When you start getting to month seven, where the volume is about $7,200, you're an executive with two seniors, your income is approximately $270. $270 to make $270 a month, how many hours do you have to work? And we just start adding a few little suggestions in, how many hours do you have to work each month to make this type of additional income, or what would you have to have in the bank to create this type of income if you were to be drawing off of interest? And right now, you know, network marketing always goes up when the economy goes down, and investments have tanked. So here is a very good investment, and also jobs are, you know, everybody's afraid of their job. There's not hardly anybody out here you can talk to that says, oh, yeah, my job's good and secure, because, you know, most of them aren't. And so opportunities there's a lot of doors being opened, and we're seeing, you know, most people are just interested in supplemental incomes or what can I do just in case. So there's some avenues there also, but month eight, we're up to $14,400 worth of volume, and you have an income of approximately $985. Now, and I do tell people because, you know my ethics from just being around me, hopefully, but I don't want to mislead people. There are no guarantees, but suppose you're hitting on a third of this or a quarter. You know, it's still building each month, and it is an income. It's an income that could conceivably duplicate every month. So people are starting to see this, and they're like, yeah, if I only did half of that, if I did a third of this, or and this is based on one a month. What happens if I go out and get aggressive and do two or three or four or five a month?
And that's exactly without the presentation, just based on you and I conversing on the phone and me kind of sharing some of these numbers, that's exactly the first person I spoke to about it. They had that same mentality. I said, well, I could talk to more than one person a month.
Exactly right. And once they do talk to one person, or say it takes them four to five to get one, they suddenly become very excited. Mm-hmm. And because they're seeing something happen, they, you know, here is the tunnel and there's a light at the other end. And I, you know, I'm in the tunnel, but I'm moving towards the light. I can see my movement. And people want to see. You know, they like to accomplish something, and they're on a track, and this keeps them on the track. Okay, you've done one. What are you going to do next? And they don't have to, I don't know, you know, very obviously go out and find one more, okay? Go out and find one more. And it makes it very easy for communications, because what are you doing? You know, what's your next step? And just follow the chart. Month nine, we're up to you're a silver with $28,800 worth of volume and $2,435 income. Now, the other thing that you and I spoke about that I like about this type of a program is no matter whether it works 25%, 50%, 150%, whatever, you know, how many times have we had people get started and they rush for silver and they hit that peak and then they go back down because they don't have a solid base? And that may, you know, that may have been some of our fault for not helping them with the solid base or whatever it is. But as you progress on something like this, especially with consumables, each month builds on the previous month. So you don't have those highs and lows. So you see that constant progression. You may have somebody drop out, but it's not going to be the peaks and the valleys like you see a lot of times, not like our business has been. So you have that continuation of next month I'm going to do this, next month hopefully everybody else is going to do something, and we stay in contact, but it doesn't take a lot of hours to do it this way.
You know, you're talking about sitting down with a couple or an individual, one at a time, and it does take time. And see, I think what you just said of somebody jumping into Neekin, rushing to silver, which obviously is a smart strategic business move to get to the 20%. Mm-hmm. However, and this is the big misnomer about network marketing, and again, referring back to something that your sponsor shared with me, actually, I think he shared it on the call a few weeks ago, but it was simply the basis of let the network do the marketing. Mm-hmm. And understand that when we build into people's lives, because right now the best I think that you could get at any bank, if you put $100 a month into an account, the best you're going to get over the long term is 5% APR return. Mm-hmm. So if you do
that, it is stretching it.
Yep. Because you're not going to get that in any stock unless you're doing really risky, and with that high risk, you're going to, you know, and it's like, that'd be crazy. But if I'm looking and running ahead here, at the end of 12 months, and that's what I want you to share with the group here, where you're at 12 months, if I put $1,200 in the bank, invested $100 a month at a 5%, which again is stretching it, what are we going to get out of that? Well, that's $60 return. That's it. That, and again, that's stretching it, but that's all the bank is going to guarantee me. That's if I actually had the whole $1,200 sitting there doing nothing. We're not talking about each month adding $100, but if I had $1,200 sitting in an account at the end of 12 months, the best that I'm guaranteed to get is $60. So,
in month 12, I've got figures of a volume of about $230,000. You're a gold with three silvers, a bronze, an executive, two seniors, but your income is approximately $15,321. And then also, of course, you now are starting your qualification for your car and home program.
And that's in the you said it, so I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay, because so, most people don't know this, and this is being recorded, so it's probably going to come back to haunt me, and somebody's going to get upset. But right now, currently, one of the topics of discussion at the next MBA event is to completely reevaluate the auto and the home program, and to allow people, now don't quote me on this, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, to allow people, instead of going out and buying that brand new car, which is going to be devalued by $3,000 the second you put your rear end on that seat and drive it off of the lot, it devalues by $3,000. Instead of doing that, Neekin is looking at, again, they're looking at, that this isn't concrete, but once you start qualifying for that auto and that home program 12 months into this, because you're a gold by now, they're looking at saying, hey, why don't you go out there and see if you can find a pre-owned vehicle that's, you know, let's say 2 years old, no older than 24 months, and it's in good shape, it's in good shape, we can verify all that because you're buying it as a pre-owned vehicle from a dealership, you know, blah, 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 blah. You're not running down to, you know, Cousin Lenny's used car lot and buying some, you know, clunker. But something that is going to set the image of what Neekin's auto program should be about. Well, they're looking at, you know, rectifying that. So those of you who are on the auto program, or those of you who have never been on it and thinking, well, I don't want a new car. I'd like a new car. But take it from me, and I'm sure, Charlie, you and Ellen are in the same boat, that Stacy and I, we don't need another new car. We've owned lots of new cars, courtesy of Neekin. I like it. It's good. But, again, it's like we're throwing our flesh and money down the drain that, you know, especially in this day and age, it could be better well spent.
Oh, yeah. Let's go out and help people make money, not spend money.
Exactly. And that, I think that's the bottom line of why when we originally talked on the phone a few weeks ago, I thought, man, this is something that we could, you know, share with people.
Well, let me give you just a few parting figures, but
okay.
One of the pages of the chart towards the end has that you have just created a first year income of approximately $32,553. Now, this is based on on a perfect world, and I tell people that, if you take all the months, your total from each month, and then add it together at the end, that's what you made the first year on an investment of $1,700. Now, this is your $500, your nutritionals, and your $75.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not quite $1,700, but you've got your, you know, month by month, your $500. And so, and suppose it only worked half and you made $16,000, or it worked a quarter and you made $8,000. It's still a much better investment than anything out there, and you paid it off in roughly the first 9 months. So anything you are doing from a business standpoint, the average business is lucky if it breaks even after 2 years. So again, you know, and of course, you know, my business background, I've started about six or seven businesses and they're all successful, but it takes a while to get those businesses up and running where you're making money. And we want people to make money, but if on a perfect world, if you were to invest $1,700 and have this type of return, you know, the best we could figure out, it works out to about 1,815% return on investment, which is crazy. And again, I popped that, you know, the figures on the chart just so you can show people, yeah, this is crazy, and I have a disclaimer because this is possibilities. This isn't guaranteed, but where else can you make anything, just like you said, and you kind of jumped the gun a bit, where else can you make anything over a 5% return
mm-hmm.
on investment?
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting something for it. You're getting your wellness. You're getting your health for it. So it's not like you're just out there spending money and hoping that there's going to be a payday. You don't want to be out there with a slot, just keep on throwing something at this and hope that, you know, pretty soon something happens. And then, of course, the last couple of charts on there, it talks about supplemental income, which is takes $1 million invested at 5% to draw $4,000 a month supplemental income. And, you know, how much it would take a month to create that type of income if you had to put money away, which is approximately $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives people, you know, the information as to what this is as far as an investment versus, you know, what this is as far as a business. And
right.
It's both.
So, Charlie, let me ask you again. $1,700 investment, again, since I sign up, again, day one, and over the next 12 months, I'm gonna do the $100 a month. I spent the $75 on the success kit, the business kit from Neekin, and then at month five, you said, or yeah, I think you said month five.
Yes.
The investment of the $500, which again is the requirement from Neekin, so you don't get past. And again, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
12 months. At the end of 12 months, you said the best you calculated, roughly. If again, a perfect world.
Yes.
Every month we're signing up a new person, and then the second month we're teaching them how to duplicate that.
Yes.
The income that was derived at month 12 was, or totaled up, was what?
Total for the year was $32,553. Now, one of the reasons I put a disclaimer down there is I'm sure you have, like we all have, sit down and try to figure out what we're making off of different legs a month.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can pull your hair out when you start getting into the numbers. So I think I'm pretty accurate, but I'm a lot balder than I used to be. But, you know, the numbers are very accurate, I feel like. So,
I think, Charlie, that the biggest thing is, well, what if you're wrong? What if it's only half that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's why I bring that up. But, you know, again, I was telling you about how we had done some focus groups because I had some groups together. And and these were new people, existing people, and some basically dead people that, you know, hadn't been really involved for a while but wanted to see something new. And you could literally see them start to set up. You know, you can, if you've done some speaking, you can watch body language, you can tell whether everybody is going to sleep, dying, or what on you. But if you're starting to hit a few points, you know, in church they holler amen. In a meeting like these, they just, you know, you want to see some participation, really.
Sure,
and you start getting to the month, you know, $25, and everybody's kind of looking at it like, okay, you know, $25, that's nothing. And but they're paying attention, and then as it starts building. And, of course, you know, I like using disclaimers because I don't want to give people false hopes.
Right.
But, again, 25%, 50%, whatever, how it works for you. And there's going to be people out there that can make it work 150%.
Sure. But, and again, we can escalate this when,
yeah,
like you had said, and like I had shared with the first person I mentioned it to, is that, you know, if you want it to go faster, sponsor two or three a month. But all that really these numbers are based on is just introducing, duplicating ourselves. And I, you know, I was reading this morning, and I'm not going to start preaching at people, but bottom line is that, you know, as we grow in the five pillars of health and as we become better human beings, as, you know, the philosophy of Nikan is humans being more, is as we start to change, our hope, even as a parent and as a husband, my desire, my goal would be that I can allow that influence to impact other people's lives. And so, you know, follow me as I follow those who have gone before me. And, you know, maybe in the end, we can actually be a whole lot wealthier as a result. So, Charlie, we obviously, since Brad Huddleston assisted you in putting this together, and as you said, did all the graphics because he's the brainiac in that department and knows how to pull this stuff. People can get these from get the presentation chart if at all. Again, and I'll throw the disclaimer out even stronger than Charlie did, is that if you're already doing something and your sponsor's got you on a track, do not deviate and throw what your sponsor's saying away, because please just don't do that. However, if this is starting to think you're going, you know, I'd like to see this. And I would like to put something like this in motion because it sounds like this could be simple and duplicatable for my team, because we're at a place where either we're just getting started or maybe we've been in for a few years and we're not really growing as fast as we want to. Then go to growingandwellness.com and order a set of the charts. Or, Charlie, you probably have Brad's 800 number memorized, and I don't.
I don't have 800 number memorized. Oh, that was your second year too, because, of course, we don't call it. So Brad lives about 12 miles from us as a crow flies, so we're that close. So we're just, you know, we run at the local coffee shop. Everybody knows us there at all time, wondering what we're working on next. But
right. Well, so growing in wellness. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, just one thing. This, you know, what makes this unique, if it is unique at all, is being able to take the last part of the presentation and flip through it one by one, where people can see an income generated. There is no rocket science to this. A lot of people probably listening saying, well, this isn't rocket science. It's not. But to be able for somebody to sit and look and see that if I do this, I can create this. If I do this the next month, I can create this. And it could probably be summarized into less months, but watching people, again, go through the process of watching the 12 months, because I like asking questions, and you start getting the fourth or fifth, you're asking, what do you do next? And you don't get as much participation until you start making money, but then pretty soon everybody's like, you know, find one more, and you get the whole crowd involved. But it's very obvious that they are seeing a track, and they're like, okay, this is what I got to do. When they get finished, they have seen it 12 times where they realize the power of, you know, and I tell them, why are we doing this? Because it's based on duplication, duplication, duplication. Duplicate yourself. Just duplicate yourself. And, you know, somebody could use any other consumables and use the back part of the chart. They can use the chart with any program. It just kind of lays out a dollar figure. Again, 1 through 12 of I can anticipate that I could do this. And I think that, for us and from what I've seen, is where people appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know from my own experience in that sharing Nikan with other people is we may have the in our mind the agenda of saying, well, this is what I was suggesting. Let's start on some basic nutrition via Nikan's auto ship program, because and something that I don't know if it's on the presentation, because again I haven't received ours, is that, you know, when you use certain item codes, there are groupings of products that'll bring the prices down even more. And I can't stress that enough. I've mentioned this before on the call, that if you look at Nikan's, and I don't know where Dennis and Ruth got these, but I know they sent out an email with it all attached, and you'll have to do some digging to find these item codes, but I know they exist. I think one is 4629 or 4829, whatever it is. But it takes some of the core, like what you just mentioned, the Jade, the Mega Daily 4, the Omega, and it throws the Ciaga in there, and it comes out to, if I've done the numbers correctly, a 20% discount below wholesale, because you get the 10% for auto ship, and then it gives you an additional 10%, or give or take some, because you're putting four of them together with one item. There are perks to that, and that's something that, you know, you need to take a few minutes to figure out beforehand, but you can really, I guess in my mind, starting to race, we can really have some fun with this, because there are going to be those people out there that are going to say, now, what, you mentioned something about water and air in our home right now. It's because this happened in the past when we bought it. It's always had this particular odor. And so they're going to actually escalate or accelerate, is a better choice of word, this whole program, because they're going to see other items that Nikan has that aren't even a nutritional item. They're going to say, we need that.
Yeah, that's one thing that you, again, you kind of jumped the gun on. I was going to bring up last, but that's exactly right, that we didn't plug in any figures for people that, as they get excited about wellness and then start realizing, because obviously at some point they'll have a catalog, they'll start seeing other stuff. What does this do? What is this? How does this work? And you've opened their mind to the whole process of a wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
But they can slowly purchase that with what they're doing. And, you know, skincare. Look at the skincare.
Exactly.
You know, all those type of things that are going to be added on to it. So, you know, I still feel fairly conservative about the figures, because as people get involved and start buying some of the other things, the bigger ticket items, these numbers could jump dramatically, but it's a track.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, again, it sounds interesting. We've gone a little longer than I wanted to, Charlie. I've taken a little more time than I asked you for originally, but growinginwellness.com, and I apologize for not having the phone number, but you can go to the website, you can order it. It's the 1x12 presentation. Got it. And Charlie, I didn't remember to that. Is it $35 for the
$35. I had one person ask me about that before they saw it, because they felt like that was a little bit pricey when they saw it. This lady actually bought two extra ones, which seemed kind of funny, but that she passed on. And the reason is, again, it is, you know, all the pictures are full color, it has a green background, it is very professional looking. I feel like, I think Brad did an astounding job. I was very pleased with it, and I've done a lot of marketing. I've actually taken manufacturers' flyers on products and redone them, because they just did not look acceptable for me to give to somebody who I was talking to about spending money on something. And so this was done accordingly. We just feel like it's very presentable.
Okay. Well, good. So if you want to go for it, and again, let me throw it out one last time. If you're on a track that's working, don't deviate. However, this is something, and it may be something for your people that maybe they're not quite going on the track. And I guess from my perspective is that after doing this and being around this industry for 30 years, I understand simple duplication, that allowing the network to do the marketing one by one, it's the same concept of a penny a day doubled for 30 days versus just handing somebody a $1 million check. If you're patient, and that's where network marketing does not appeal to the masses, because most people don't understand delayed gratification, that if we'll be patient enough and just work the system and simple duplication, that in 12 months, that would be a nice little supplemental income. And then to watch it grow from there, continuing, again, the simple duplication. And people have built huge, absolutely huge networks on having a company that has one product. And fortunately, Nikan is not that way, that we have a multiple amount of products, but I think this is huge. So, Charlie, thank you for your time. I appreciate it greatly. And I'm looking forward to having this conversation again in 6 months, or maybe even sooner, and saying, okay, now let's bring on a slew of people here. Let's bring on a half a dozen folks who have literally from day one, when you introduced them to the chart, that was their first introduction to Nikan, and they took off and ran with it, and where they're at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the road. It's going to be huge. So, again, you guys, our guest has been Charlie Franklin, and it's the 1x12 presentation chart, presentation guide, and growinginwellness.com. And if you missed this in its entirety, or if you have somebody in your group that you think may benefit from our conversation with Charlie, send them to growingandwellness.com, and Brad should have the interview up in a couple hours, and it'll be there throughout the remainder of the weekend. And if you want to pick up a copy of the CD, you can do that as well. So thanks again, Charlie. You've been great. Everybody, I want to wish you a wonderful weekend and look forward to chatting with you next weekend, same time, same number, and we'll go from there. So bye-bye, everyone.